Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With minimal moves this offseason, and I think it's fair to say they made minimal moves this offseason. With minimal moves, is this team, as we look to start 2025, is this team a better team than we had to start 2024? Always the positive one. I will say yes. I do think that this team is better as we start 2025. I will say that with a caveat that I think, as usual, health is going to be a big issue. But, I mean, you look at this rotation, and let's just start there, guys. You look at this rotation, the starting five on paper. Pablo Lopez is your ace. Bailey Ober, Joe Ryan, Simeon Wood Richardson, Chris Paddock, hopefully Zebby Matthews at some point. Three of the five pitchers are in the top 25 for preseason, at least for fantasy projection. The top five pitchers are in the top 25 pitchers in the league. Three in the rotation. Joe Ryan's 18, Bailey Ober 19, Pablo Lopez 21. So I ask you, Pete, and I ask you at home, hit us up on the WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Are the Twins better off to start 2025? I say yes, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing great. And by the way, you sound great, Dave. Last week, I know you were struggling, man. You were almost on
rumors
IR.
Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, in the words of Mark Twain.
No, but in all honesty, you sound great, and I'm happy to hear that. I agree with you. I think when you look at the Twins from the pitching, and that's, I think, where everybody always likes to start, and I think we should start there. But you just named off what we've got, and I'll even throw in, how about a Griffin Jacks or somebody like that, too, in relief?
Yep.
We do have that. Now, I think the very first thing you said, though, is health. That is what matters. And you know, it's ironic, isn't it, that it's the Lee Health Sports Complex down there? I mean, it's it really has been about, can the Twins stay healthy? And we know that there are multiple names out there that you could go with. Is it Royce Lewis? Is it Buxton? Is it Correa, who's had a little bit? And Correa's gotten a little bit older, obviously. We've talked about that. But he's such a great player, Dave. I like what the Twins bring to the table for 2025. But they still have to execute. They still have to figure out how do they stay healthy and basically find out more and more about what this pitching staff really does look like, you know, once we get into the real part of the season, not just this springtime. But it's nice to be able to start off, you know, 1-0, right? I mean, that's the way you want to start, and it's great. And they've got some games coming up. It's amazing to me that we're already there. And I'm going to be down there next week. Hopefully I'll be there from maybe the stadium or something like that. But
look
down
at
in Fort
you.
Myers. Well, you know.
Live remotes from Florida.
You know, last year it was with Vanita and that whole crew from the morning show, and it was great. And I think it might be fun to do the show from down there. Maybe we even get a couple of the players down there if the guy across from me can book these guys up. I don't know. What does it look like, Josh?
Josh, you're going to get us a Twins guest next week?
To be determined. I love parades, so get ready for one this October. Oh, I can't wait. Let's take a look at the Central, though.
Yes.
You have Cleveland. Yeah. You have Detroit, which they had kind of a fairy tale run in the postseason. and you have Kansas City, but you have the White Sox, which, yeah, not great. Just to put it mildly, they set a record. And you have the Twins. And let's not talk about payroll, because the Twins are...
still about $10 million under, right?
Yeah, the Twins are... the White Sox are way above the Twins in payroll. They're actually, I think, top of the Central as far as payroll. Maybe Cleveland has maybe more.
The White Sox.
Yeah.
Well, they needed
and they
to
still,
be. They were so bad
they still
year.
Lost just about every game last season, and everybody wanted to blame it on, oh, the Twins cut payroll. It's a money thing. No. We are second to bottom, or maybe even the bottom of the – I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but we're not – we don't have – like, we there's only a few teams that, you know, have more money than us and – or, excuse me, less. I'm saying it backwards here. My fault.
Something about money.
No, okay.
What is happening?
I need
right
my – I need more coffee. Sorry. The one team that I believe is – above the Twins in payroll is the White Sox, the team that finished last. Everybody else has less money than us. So let's stop blaming it on the fact that the Twins don't have money to spend on players and blaming the money aspect of the game when it's just it's an injury and underperformance narrative. That's all. That's, it, all, that's it what is. It is.
It's on. It's absolutely underperformance.
Yeah.
And I think – I was reading, we'll have Dan Hayes on next segment from The Athletic, and I want to talk to him about this in the sense of we kind of started to notice it, I don't know, I did at least, at the end of the season last year.
Oh, yeah.
A different Rocco Baldelli. Did you notice the change in him? He's a player's manager, happy-go-lucky guy, very existential, very prophetic. And then near the end of the season last year, we got some of these comments. This is disappointing. We're not playing like professionals. We need to be better. And now he's gone and changed the way preseason training camp is. You know, and you have a new hitting coach. Everyone's got to take BP. Everyone's got to do the run bases. They've shifted practice times. I think, and I want to ask Dan this, I think Rocco Baldelli is just a little bit harder this year. And he should be. This is year 7, I think, for him. Mm-hmm. Of some, and the large part of those, I think, have been disappointing finishes. Last year was definitely one of them. As someone points out on the WCCO talk and text line, the worst collapse in Major League history. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. They're also calling us a Twins kiss butt, which,
what?
Boy, I don't know if you listen to the show enough. Because
yeah.
We don't do that often, I'll tell you that.
No, and we tanked in the second half of the season.
We did. It was an epic meltdown.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I think if Rocco is doing what I think he's trying to implement now, which is, hey, look, the friendship thing is done. We're gonna be a little bit tougher on you guys. We're gonna make sure that everybody is mentally and physically there. And I think that's really the basis of the whole thing of what Rocco's mm-hmm. doing is they've got to have healthy players, but they've also yes. got to have guys who want to get there, that want to finish it right. And the second half of the season last year, it was exactly the opposite. It was just basically circling the drain, right? I mean, it was awful the way we finished the second half.
Well, you got to have depth. And you know, these Twins fans that think, okay, it's the off season, let's go out and spend the most money on any free agent we can get. That's not the problem. The problem is your depth. The problem is if Byron Buxton goes down before this year, you had a huge drop-off. So you go out and you get Harrison Bader. Now, I don't know if he's going to play. He'll back up center. Maybe he goes to right. There's a bit of a hole out there in right field. But and now you have guys like Brooks Lee pushing in the infield. Miranda pushing in the infield. You know these. But you have to have that depth. And that's what the Twins have been missing. They're always one injury away from complete collapse. But even in the rotation now, you're not just one injury away.
By the way, I do have the numbers in front of me here.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Twins, they're first in the Central as far as payroll. They're 17th in the league.
Wow.
Detroit is right behind them at 18. Kansas City is at 20. And down almost near the bottom is the White Sox. So we, as of the updated 2025 payroll looks right now, we have the top amount of payroll in our division, so the payroll isn't the issue with this team, we've talked about. It's just people not stepping up when we need them. We got rid of Max Kepler because he was underperforming. So there's a good example of that.
And Alex Kirilov retired.
Yes.
Those who think that payroll is the be-all and end-all, why don't you go ask the New York Mets? Okay? And I'm a Mets fan. They spend the most, at least I grew up a Mets fan, they spend the most money each year. $317 million was their total payroll last year.
Stevie Cohen opens up the
bills. They didn't make the World Series. They were terrible.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
And Juan Soto's not going to bring you a ring.
They were third in a what's that?
I said, and Juan Soto is not going to bring them a ring. So getting one big player is not going to start your parade route in New York, in Queens.
We've said this so many times. Baseball is different than other sports because it's such a long season. You've got to have a full complement of guys. You cannot just pay the most amount of money and that equals wins. It doesn't. Does it help? Sure, because you got higher top end guys, but they have to stay healthy. You go ask the New York Mets how that return on investment was last year, right? $317 million got him third place in a bad NL East. So big deal with that.